Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto Di Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, apparently money can't buy happiness. But for this guy, it sure lets him rent it. But to me, this is a total waste of money and simping behavior because it's better to wean yourself off these women. I've always held the opinion that money can't buy happiness. But it sure as hell lets you suffer in style. For some people, though, money can buy them happiness. You just need to know what you want first. Up next, maybe this is Bud Light's latest attempt to rebrand itself as a beer for straight males instead of the gay ones. The new imaginary market of trans beer drinkers are wondering where his Adam's apple is. But seriously, nice try, Bud Light, because we all know she's hiding something behind the bottle. If I were them, I would just bring back the Budweiser frogs. It would be cheaper and a lot less pandering. Number three is another lady in a bikini, except this one is showing her southern pride. I ask, would you get together with her? But the correct answer is no, because her brother already has. Plus, she's got the red flag of that tattoo on her arm. But let's not kid ourselves. If your south hasn't risen because of her, then you're gay. Many would also smash so long as they don't actually have to pay for a reconstruction. Moving on is another Disney Pixar meme, and I didn't understand what EBT meant. Someone enlightened me that that's America's food stamp program. Notice how none of the Cheetos bags are bagged up. That probably means that she loaded up the cart and ran out with it without spending her food stamps on them. But I think she's forgetting the other cart that's fully loaded with soda and sugary cereal. Is this another case of art imitating life? Number five, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. People were pissed off telling me that's not Matthew Perry, but it's actually Luke Perry. I know, and that's why it's a joke. But in this case, it ended up going over many people's heads. I still thought it was funny, though. Number six is a woman regretting not making her marriage work because her ex-husband is now happily remarried, and their son loves spending time with his father's family instead of with her. She, of course, is 10 years older now, gained 20 pounds, and is all wrinkled up with no place to go. She says that men with kids have a better time dating than single mothers do. Imagine my shock that she ended up hitting the wall. Up next, we have a California doctor proposing that we rename genitals with penises becoming outies, and clitorises as dicklets, like the chewing gum chiclets. She also looks to have many herpes spots, probably be after chewing one too many chiclets, of course. We are now in a world where incels want to make life as annoying as possible, and this femcel is certainly willing to do that because she can't get her chad. Number eight, a new study in Israel on sexuality found that a significant number of people in the Jewish state identify on the bisexual spectrum. The number is one-third. 3% identify as gay, but 30% were apparently between 1 and 5 on the Kinsey scale. Years ago, I worked with a married Jewish photographer, and he hit on me. All my Jewish female clients would warn me about him. I thought because he was married, I was safe. I guess not. Moving on, we have a story from The Guardian in Nigeria, where experts dispute that this man is a byproduct of a sexual relationship between a human and a chimp. The article admits that sexual relationships between humans and chimps are fairly common in the region. This is how AIDS came about. They found that all chimps carry the AIDS virus, but they were immune to it, because the ones that weren't all died from it and were taken out of the gene pool. That's what AIDS tried to do to humans too. Number 10 is Jennifer Lopez at 50. And I ask you guys if you would smash or pass. But at that age and after a bunch of kids, the grip on her cooch is gone, and being with her is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I would, but first I would have to scrape all the plastic and witchcraft off her face to see the real her. Not to mention remove the Photoshop filters as well. Then she'll probably end up looking like Madonna. Up next, when a woman is giving you an epic BJ, she says that her jaw hurts only after 5 minutes. But 30 minutes into an argument, her gums are still flapping away. Someone in my comment section says that this is disrespectful to women. But if you've ever argued with a woman for hours on end, or listened to her verbal diarrhea, then you know exactly that this is the truth. Number 12 is an Asian woman that asked AI to improve her headshot, and it actually turned her into a white woman. She says that she'll have to go without a new LinkedIn profile for now. Or, of course, she could always use a real photo instead of playing the part of the victim. This kind of reminds me of that story about the Indian guy that faked being black to get into medical school by shaving his head. It worked and he was accepted. This is the type of man I want to be my doctor. Moving on, queers for Palestine are trying to help, but a Palestinian says that they don't want their help. LGBTQ people are today's useful idiots. Once Islam takes over parts of the West, they'll most likely be deleted by the very same people that once supported them. They haven't learned from history and what happened to the early supporters of communism and National Socialism in Germany. They were mostly taken out back in old Yellard. Number 14 is getting worse out there if you're a young teenage boy. This woman was charged after she abused the 13-year-old boy and allegedly threatening to end his mom. The female predator preys on boys, and if a male predator did that, they'd probably shove a broom up a schwing-schwang. She's a pedo and wants us to feel sorry for her by releasing her crocodile tears, no doubt. Notice also that it's never black or Latino female teachers doing this to their students. Up next, in 2017, this man robbed a Kansas City bank, and then he sat down in the lobby to surrender and said he would rather go to jail than live with his wife any longer. So the judge decided to give him house arrest. Bada boom, bada bing. What a cruel and unusual punishment. All he had to do was keep his mouth shut, and now I'd be happy in the slammer instead of spending his time with his wife. I wonder if they got divorced after this. Number 16 is a single mother that first built a relationship with Tyrone, and now she's working on building one with God. She says she's celibate and plans to stay that way until she gets married. What are you guys waiting for? This born-again Christian is a born-again virgin, and if you're not her type, she's always willing to put you in the friend zone. No joke. She's also neurodivergent. I wonder if she also might be neurotic. Moving on, we have an adult star and a single mother that was told to suffer her own consequences after she lashed out at men who don't want to date her. They say that she was fun, but not a wife. She's pretty much a legal prostitute, and how much would you want to bet that her child is mixed? There is no husbanding up chat after you've been plowed by dozens of Chris's on camera. Once again, the wall makes its appearance. Number 18, what if this goth girl gives you a chance? Should you run away because it's sacrifice season? Unfortunately for us, they prey on men all year round. What's scarier than her is this Halloween decoration with a bunch of dolls carrying a couple of corpses somewhere. Your guess is as good as mine. As for the goth girl, the real question is, who is going to be sacrificed and how? Number 19, we have a woman thinking that the guy she was friends with would always want her, and now he's moving on. Now the guy has a girlfriend and the new woman has him whipped, and she's just upset that she lost the guy that she friend-zoned. Now that he's moved on, she's probably going to go to the HR department and file a false harassment claim because she wants to ruin his life. Up next, what would you do when you stand tall as a man, but the woman you're with stands and leans away from you? If she's pushing away from you in the photos, then that's how she feels about you. If she's leaning out towards the world, she's no longer yours. And at this point, she was probably Elon's, and had a surrogate baby that's also probably Elon's as well. Number 20 is a woman named Sharon, saying that men should understand that when women bring a friend along for on dates, it's for safety reasons, and not for food and drinks. Some guy responds by asking, so why are they eating and drinking when they should be checking the perimeter? If that's the case, then maybe they should bring their wallets to pay for security guards instead. Remember guys, if she likes you, she'll basically spend time with you alone as quickly as possible. Moving on is a couple that met on Tinder, and on their fourth date her kid was born. This simp looks happy when he should be embarrassed doing this. Let's check back in 5 years and see what's going on here. I think that mustache says it all. And we all know this is a win for her and a loss for him. Their names are Alyssa Hodges and Max Sylvie. Look at how awful she looks in the operating room without her makeup. I know she just gave birth, but she's only 21 years of age. So the wall has come early this Christmas. Number 23 is Megan Daniels, a model from Texas, fighting on Israel's front lines after completing her basic training days before Hamas launched their attack. But you know she's nowhere near the front lines, and she's probably in the general's tent, slurping down schwing-schwangs to boost morale. But if she was in the fight, then I hope the silicon she's got is bulletproof. My thinking is this story's a psyop. Up next is the difference between what happens when men have a few drinks and when women have a few. Alcohol is an aphrodisiac for them, it seems. And this is the reason that many men end up buying women drinks. because they're more promiscuous and bi-curious when they're drunk. Women don't like each other, but when they drink, they seem to be all over each other. Is it about suppressed desires, or is it about getting added attention from men? You be the judge. Number 25 and the last one is Greta, and it looks like it's getting hotter here. Even as a cartoon Greta, which is of legal age now at 20, she still looks disturbing, as if she were a downy light. She's such a good environmentalist trying to save all the forests. So much so that we have to start looking for her on Only Ferns. The title of this movie should be Fetal Alcohol Hottie. But in reality, she kind of reminds me of Chucky. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.